your call. Hello?
Hi, am I speaking with Mrs. Regina Boobies?
Yep.
You're speaking with Officer Don Harvey from the headquarters, you know, since I have been assigned on this investigation.
Right.
Tell me, the password is Sunflower.
How are you doing? Yep, fine.
Okay. Tell me, ma'am, what problems you have been facing, Regina?
Regina, actually. It's better. Mm. Somebody was trying to take some money out.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Now, Regina, you know, is something like this which you have been facing today, was it for the very first time you had this problem today?
This big problem, yes.
Okay. And apart from you, Regina, you know, like, Regina, are you all by yourself?
Well, my husband's in the other room.
Okay, you never had any of these problems in the past?
Not
right?
As big as this, no.
Oh, okay. Now, basically, ma'am, what we have found is that, you know, right now you have been a victim of an identity theft, okay? Like, someone has got hold of your personal identities, and they are trying to put illegal charges in your name. Because, you know, looking at your account statement, you have never made any of these transfers for these amounts. And this money that was being transferred for 987 pounds was going to an illegal organization. And, you know, and Regina, you know that, you know, that you are coming under the Money Laundering Control Act of 1986. And I hope you know that money laundering is a major crime, Regina.
Yeah.
Right, ma'am. Exactly. And tell me, Regina, have you ever lost your wallet with your identities inside, like your, you know, driver's license, your bank statement, or any of these, Regina?
I might have lost my wallet, but that was years and years and years ago.
So you never lost... Oh, okay. So you never lost, you know, something like, you know, your driver's license or your passport or any of your identification, basically.
No. Credit card as well.
Okay. Now, Regina, while you went down to the bank today, tell me exactly, have you noticed anything unusual inside the bank branch?
No, there was a new young lady training, mm-hmm. and there was a Chinese lady in there that I've never seen before. I don't know if she was higher up or what.
Did she ask you anything? Did she ask you anything, basically?
No. I didn't get served by her. I don't know if she seemed higher up, sort of. I don't know.
No, the person you were dealing with, did they ask you any questions like what's the reason behind withdrawing this money?
Yes, she did.
Okay. And like, was she asking you too many questions or it was...
Well, she said, she gave me a sheet or whatever it's called, a leaflet regarding fraud, etc. But mm-hmm. she wasn't asking, you know, she just asked what it was for and would I be able to, can I do a money transfer?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I said,
I can't. Okay. Now, Regina, basically at this moment, what we'll have to do is, you know, we'll have to forward this complaint to the Metropolitan Police, the Cyber Security, and the British Intelligence Agency. Since, you know, there is a fraud on your account and someone is trying to use your identities, you know, because right now we cannot take a risk at this present moment because, you know, since your identities have been compromised, and you can understand that your identities are the most important information a bank needs while extending you credit, giving out loans, renting an apartment, filing for your taxes. Or
mm-hmm.
Exactly. And as you understand, Regina, that, you know, what we have to do is I will have to turn on the voice recording from my end. You'll have to repeat your name, your address, and the statement after me once I start the voice recording. And why we are doing it, because as I can see on your account is, Regina, that you are a pensioner, right? You get pensions from the government every, you know, month, right? Every fortnight. Now, if by any chance the government has any suspect that you are a pensioner and something illegal is coming up with your finances, all the pensions which you get from the government stands cancelled. So we don't want to take any risk at this present moment. For that reason, we'll be filing a complaint with the Met Police since this is a cyber attack on your account, Regina.
Yeah.
Do you understand my point?
Yeah, I do, but I don't know how they got in.
Well, these people from the bank are involved in this, and as you understand that, a bank is the only place which has all of your information. Now, if that information is being compromised, you can understand the gravity of this situation, Regina.
Yeah, I get my pension put into that account that I've...
Exactly, Regina.
Yeah.
Okay, so So I'll turn on the recording from my end, and then we'll proceed, okay? Just allow me a moment, please.
Recording started.
Here we start. My name is?
Regina Boobes.
My date of birth is?
25 November 1955.
I am residing at?
4 Southway, Burgess Hill, West Sussex, RH159 Sierra Tango.
I am banking with Halifax.
Yes.
You need to repeat after me, ma'am.
I am banking at Halifax.
I am banking with Halifax.
I am banking with Halifax.
I have been a victim.
I have been a victim.
Of an online fraud.
Of an online fraud.
My identities.
My identities.
My bank account.
My bank account.
Have been used.
Have been used.
To commit fraud.
Sorry?
To commit fraud.
Oh, to commit fraud.
Without my knowledge.
Without my knowledge.
I have not made.
I have not made.
Any transactions.
Any transactions.
For £987.
For 987. Any transactions for £987.
And £8.99.
And £8.99.
I suspect that.
I suspect that.
These are fraud transactions on my account.
These are fraud transactions on my account.
I would request.
I would request.
I would request.
I would request, sorry.
The Metropolitan Police.
The Metropolitan Police.
The British Intelligence Agency.
The British Intelligence Agency.
To investigate on this case.
To investigate on the case.
And get it resolved.
And get it resolved.
As soon as possible.
As soon as possible.
I agree to keep.
I agree to keep
the privacy of this investigation.
The privacy of this investigation.
Confidential.
Confidential.
Thanking you in your full name.
Thank you, Regina Boobes.
Your response has been recorded.
Just allow me a moment, Regina. I'm just forwarding this complaint to the Metropolitan Police and the Cybersecurity, okay?
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Yeah, Regina, I'm working on it. I'll, you know, just hold the line for a moment.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. That's okay. Thank you for holding the line, Regina. Now, I have just forwarded this complaint to the, you know, Metropolitan Police and the Cybersecurity Department.
Mm-hmm.
Now, basically, Regina, we'll also have to forward this complaint to your local police station as well, since you've already been a victim of an identity theft.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we cannot take a risk at this present moment. So I'll just confirm you with your address. Let me know if I am correct or not. It's 4 Southway, West Sussex, Burgess Hill, and the postcode is R for Romeo, H as in Hotel, 15, number 9, S as in Sierra, T as in Toronto.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Give me a moment, please. I'll just forward this complaint to you. Thanks for holding the line, Regina. Now, Regina, I've already forwarded this complaint to the your local authorities as well, since you have been a victim of an identity theft. Now, Regina, I'll tell you something. You know, Regina, if you think that, you know, this is going to get resolved in 1 or 2 days, Regina, it's completely impossible. You know, it's approximately going to take at least 4 days of 4 business days to get all of these resolved. So until and unless this investigation is not being over, you are not allowed to speak about this investigation with anyone, since people from the bank are involved in this, so we cannot take a risk at this present moment, Regina. Right. Now, Regina, you know, since we have already created a password with you, right? Do you remember the password? That's Sunflower?
Yeah.
Have you made a note of it as well, Regina?
I have, actually, yes.
Exactly. Now, tell me, do you remember my name by any chance?
Daniel Patel.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, you're not Daniel Patel, are you?
No, my name is Don. You can just make a note of it. It's Don. It's D as in Delta. Do you have a piece of paper and a pen?
I have, yeah.
You write down my name. My name is Don. D as in Delta.
Yeah.
O as in Oscar. N as in November.
Uh-huh.
Don. And my last name is Harvey. It's
Harvey.
H as in Hotel. A as in Alpha.
Mm-hmm.
R as in Romeo. V as in Victor.
Yeah.
E as in Echo. Y as in Yankee, Don Harvey,
yeah.
And the password, we'll keep the same password as Sunflower. So, Regina, whenever I would be calling you in future, or whenever you would be calling me in future, you know, just to keep this as a communication password between you and me, so that you should know that you are speaking with Don Harvey, and I should know that I am speaking with Mrs. Regina Boobies. Okay, so whenever I'm going to call you, I would say this is Don Harvey calling you from the Halifax Fraud Prevention Team, and the password is Sunflower. Without the password, you're not allowed to speak with anyone, and I am going to provide you the password from my end myself. Do you get my point, Regina?
Yeah.
Right. Now, Regina, in cases, right, in future, if you need to make any transfers or if you are going to write any checks, you will have to inform me beforehand so that I can make sure that your checks are not being stopped, or if you need to make any payments for the next couple of days, like for the next 3 or 4 days, you'll have to keep me informed regarding the same, Regina.
Yeah,
right.
There are some payments going out. I can't remember offhand what, but and I get my pension into there as well.
Mm-hmm.
So
right.
I've left about £8 in there. I can't remember exactly how much is in there.
Exactly. Right. Not a problem, Regina. I will make sure that all the payments are going from your new account. Now, see, Regina, basically, the money which you had on your old account is being, you know, it's not safe and secure. So, basically, what we are going to do is, since your identities have been compromised, so what we are going to do is, we will be creating a new account for you, and this money which you have got today, you know, how much money did you withdraw today?
Enough.
I beg your pardon?
Do you have to know?
Exactly. How much money did you withdraw?
$4,100.
Okay. Now, basically, what we are going to do is, we will be sending this money through Royal Mail onto your new account, okay? This money is going to be transferred through Royal Mail onto your new account, Regina. Okay? So, what you have to do is, you know, I will be giving you the headquarters address and everything, and you are going to make a parcel. You know, we will be sending this through Royal Mail, okay? So, do you have a shoebox at your place, Regina?
I might have, yes.
Okay. So, can you please get a shoebox and a foil paper? Like, do you have an aluminium foil?
Yeah.
Just get a shoebox, a foil paper, and a duct tape or a sellotape, you know. You
uh-huh.
Just get it, please. And some magazines as well, Regina. Right. Just get it, please. I'm on the line with you. I'll guide you how you need to do.
Well, I can't get it all now.
Okay. How much time would it take, Regina?
What am I to do with it when I get it?
Yeah, exactly. You need to pack this, you know, inside the box and
pack
put this
box.
Money. Pack the money, you know, the money which you've got today.
No, I don't want to.
You don't want to do? See, this money is going to the headquarters, Regina.
I don't want to post it. No, I don't. That.
See, Regina, that money is going to onto your new account, basically. Since we cannot use your identities, so we are going to, you know,
I can put it somewhere totally different.
See, Like, I could not get you. Like, where would you put?
In another account somewhere else.
No, see, your identities have been compromised, you know.
What, everywhere?
So we cannot,
all other accounts?
Your all your identities are interconnected with your name, Regina Boobies, you know. Because whenever, wherever you have opened your account, you have given your driver's license, you must have given your passport, you must have given all of your information. So your identities have been compromised and we need to change your identities. So for that reason, this money will be going on to your new account, Regina. That's completely, totally safe and secure.
I'd rather give it to my daughter.
I'm giving it to your daughter is not the solution at this present moment, Regina. Because we need to create a new account for you and you will be able to use your new account from tomorrow onwards. I'll be giving you the online access and everything of your new account and you will be able to use it online and everything, you know.
No, I don't want to send, it anywhere. I can give it to my daughter. She always needs money.
Regina, you see, you know, giving it to your daughter is not the solution. Because right now we need to create a new account for you since these accounts
are there's money in the account. That's what I don't understand.
Exactly, Regina. You know, we need to transfer money from your, you know, basically we
have
to do it
part by... pounds and some money going in sort of soon, like my pension.
No, it's not, you know, yeah, exactly. We'll be keeping that secured. But this, you know, we'll have to start your new account. And we need to send this money onto your new account so your new account gets activated and you will be using a safe account, like a new account for you. From
but how do I know that my money will be safe to send?
I'm 100%. Exactly.
Yeah, that's what you're saying.
Exactly, Regina. You called the number that was on the back of the card. So you have to be rest assured that you are speaking with your own.
I know, but I still think £4,000 is a lot of money.
See, Regina, you need to trust this process. I assure you 100% that you're not going to lose a single penny from your bank accounts. You know, all your money is 100% safe and secured. You have to trust this process, Regina, because this which was taking place has not happened only with you. There are 47 other people who have already been a victim of this. So you need to understand the gravity of this situation, Regina.
Yes, I know, but if there's still, if the money's in the account...
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Can I not keep the money?
See,
it's
right
a lot of
now,
money.
See,
I know you're saying it's 100%.
Yes.
But it's a lot of money to put in the post or whatever.
See, Regina, all your money, see, once you post it, you know, once you have the tracking ID, you know, your money is 100% insured with us. Now, that's not your concern, you know. We will be managing it and tracking your, you know, everything, the parcel. So you don't have to be worried about it, you know. You know, that is 100% insured with us because once you give me the tracking ID, you know, I will insure that basically from my end. So, you know, your work is over. You know, we'll have to get it all sorted. You know, you don't have to be concerned about it because your money is 100% assured. And I assure you 100% that you are not going to lose a single cent from your account. That is, you know, my promise to you. You need to trust this process, Regina, you know. I assure you 100% that you're not going to lose a single cent from your account, you know. That money would be going on to your new account, Regina. Do you understand my point now?
I understand, but I'm still worried.
See, Regina, you know, you have a direct line as well. You have been provided by the headquarters, the London headquarters number. So you don't have to be concerned about it, you know. All your money
is 100%. Can you give me the London headquarters number or my police station so I can make sure it's true?
Exactly, the number you have it with you, like the 020 number, you know, the direct line to contact the headquarters, you know. We have provided you that number.
Hold on. Got to think where I put it.
Yeah. Just get hold of that piece of paper.
Yeah.
It's
hold on.
02...
Yeah, I've got the number 02 3 2 8 6 1 8 9 4.
definitely. That is the London telephone number to contact us directly. You know, in cases of emergency, if you need to make any payments, you'll have to inform me beforehand so that I can make sure that the checks, you know, the payments which you would be making.
But I still don't understand why I can't keep the money where I want it.
See, Regina, keep the money.
You couldn't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That's my husband.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Can you hear
me?
Yeah, I hear you, sir.
Right. So we send the money to wherever, and who's going to give us the receipt?
You will get a tracking ID, sir. You know, the Royal Mail, the post office would be giving you a tracking ID, and that tracking ID you would have to provide it to me so that I can, you know, ensure that tracking ID, basically. Right?
Tracking doesn't always work.
Tracking works, but there's no indication of what is actually in the package. I think what I will do is, if we've got your details, I'm minded to contact the police.
But it's going to the police.
Exactly. You know, the local, the cybercrime department has already been informed about it.
They've been informed about it because I've got
idea. We only have your say, so. And we are not prepared to send cash to an unknown destination.
That's not an unknown destination.
What's the destination?
For your new account.
But why do I have to put it all in there?
We are not sending money to an unknown destination.
Well, even if they give us the destination.
What is the reason why we have to do it? Explain yourself.
That's going to your new account to activate your new account so that Regina can be with
you. I can activate a new account with £100.
Exactly.
Ma'am, not activating a new account for £100 because you will be able to use your new account from tomorrow onwards.
Well, I don't want to. What's the address that I'd have to send the money to?
Regina, you need to understand, you know, that money is going to end, you know, it would be going to the headquarters. Why are you, you know, tell me what problem.
I've never been through this before like this, and it's causing me anxiety.
That's right, it's causing you anxiety, and I am suspicious. You say this to the police to inform, what is the address that we are supposed to send this money to?
What's the address?
Exactly. Hello? You can write down the address.
Yeah.
Right. Make a roll of it.
Sorry?
This is a fictitious, the delivery one who's looking after the parcel, you know. This is the person who's looking after the parcel, okay? You can make a note of it.
Yeah.
It's Mr. C. Mr.
Yeah.
C. The middle name is A as in Alpha.
Mr.
And the last name is Everett. It's E for Echo.
Yeah.
V as in Victor.
Yeah.
E as in Echo.
Yeah.
R as in Romeo. I as in Indigo.
Yeah.
P as in Thomas.
Yeah.
Mr. C. A. Everett.
Yeah.
You can write down the address, the people who's, the agent who's looking after it. It's 397A.
397A.
Roman Road.
Roman.
Roman, it's R-O-M-A-N, Roman Road.
Yeah.
Bow, it's B-O-W, the third word is bow.
B-O-W.
B-O-W. Yeah, bow, give a comma, it's London.
London, yeah.
And the postcode, right on the postcode, it's
yeah.
E for Echo.
Yeah.
Number three.
Uh-huh.
Give a space, 5-Q-S. 5 quarantine sugar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
E35QS.
Yeah.
Right. This is the, you know, headquarters, you know, who's looking after it, you know, the person who's looking after the parcel. You know, once you give me the tracking ID, everything would be insured. You know, Regina, you don't have to worry about that parcel.
Well, yeah, you're telling me, but I'm not putting it all in there. Yeah, okay. Yeah,
yes.
I can't do it now, but yes.
See, Regina, we are trying to help you out.
I know you are, yeah.
See, I am trying to help you out, and we are trying to get it all resolved, Regina.